Well, it's my pleasure to introduce in the studio Changeling, Carl Colon and Deborah Colon. And you're going to play live music for us today.
We most certainly are. And thank you for inviting us. This is really fun.
And see, the last time was in 09.
Yep.
And Lily Claire was a year old.
Mm-hmm.
And now...
Yes.
the new baby is... her name again is...
Her name is Adelia.
That's beautiful. And she is a year old.
Yep.
Should I book you in for 3 more years from now?
I think this might be it for us. We might be back even sooner.
You know, it's been funny, Cindy. I've been trying to describe life right now to my friends, and the best thing I've been able to tell them is it feels like my life has shown up and demanded that I attend to it. So we've had kids, and it's been magnificent. And when Dee Dee turned about 6 months old, we bought a minivan. You know, we crossed the Rubicon.
We did what
we had to do. And once we bought the minivan, without us doing anything, the phone started ringing. And people started saying, okay, it's time. We really, really want to hear you. And we suddenly had gigs booked and then booked and then booked.
And it's really good we had the minivan, because otherwise we would have had to drive 2 sedans to like Washington, D.C.
Sure.
And Jonesboro, Tennessee, Philadelphia. Yeah.
So for you guys and a lot of people, a minivan means wife, kids, family. But to a lot of people, it must mean that you're gigging musicians.
Well,
that's right.
It seems to. There's one of my favorite albums, actually, and Cindy, I know you know this album well, is an album by the Battlefield Band called Home is Where the Van Is.
Right.
And right now, that's that's definitely us.
But boy, minivans had come along since I was a
yes.
kid. It's a nice, nice place to
it's
live.
It's true.
But it's exciting. We're, you know, this, as Deborah said, we've been played Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Tennessee, and then we've got, I just counted them, I think we have 11 gigs coming up.
Wow.
And we have booked, so get your travel calendars ready, people. We have booked a gig in Anchorage for Memorial Day of 2013.
Yeah,
so
come on out.
Come on out.
Time.
I would love to take 200 people from Ohio up on a rolling party to Anchorage. They'll never know what hit them.
Well, have you got all your things ready to play for us today?
Yeah, we do. I sat down, actually, and listened to that last interview, and so I tried to pick stuff that was not on any of our records, or at least not on the new live record. And by the way, people, there is a new live record that you can pick up at www.madkelts.com or at CD Baby. It's a recording of our tour in England a couple of years back. But we try and have a whole bunch of fresh stuff for you, and we hope you enjoy it.
I can't wait. And this is Changeling on the Deer Green Place.
Farewell to the groves of shillelagh and shamrock. Farewell to the girls of old Ireland all round. May your hearts be as merry as e'er I might wish them, when far away on the ocean I'm bound. My father is weak and my mother is feeble. To leave their own country, it grieves their hearts sore. Oh, the tears down their cheeks and gray drops they are rolling. To think they must die on a foreign shore. But what matters to me where my bones may lie buried, if in peace and contentment I can live out my life? Oh, the green fields of Canada, they daily are blooming. There I'll put an end to my misery and strife. So pack up your sea stores, consider no longer. $10 a week isn't very bad pay. With no taxes and tithes to devour up our wages. All on the green fields of America.
Well, hello, everyone on WISO. This is Carl Colon, and I'm here with Deborah Colon, and we're Changeling.
Hey there.
And we're honored to be on the program today to do a little live music. We're going to play a song that I learned from the singing of a man called Paul Brady. Oh, I should say that first one started with a fragment of an air called The Green Fields of Canada that I learned from the singing of a man called Paddy Tony. It's an immense song. Those were two of about 10 verses. And
Thank you for having mercy on us.
If you would like to hear the entire song, if I get 10 requests from the audience listening to this show or other shows, I will record it for you and send it out to you on MP3, the whole honking thing. So that's my special offer to you.
Do you want help with that, or are you going to do that by yourself? Can I leave? Can I go out of town for the weekend while you do that?
I'll probably just do it myself. Thank you very much, dear. And so this song that I learned from the singing of Paul Brady is called The Creel. And it's a very awkward song for me to sing because it's about daughters misbehaving, and I have two now. Last time we were on the show, I only had one, and she was 1 year old, and now we have two, and the new one's 1 year old, and I don't know what I'm thinking, but I love this song. Out on a moonlit night, excitement for to find, I met on the way with a pretty little girl, and I asked her to be mine. How can I get to your father's house? How can I get to your bed? Well, my father locks the door at night, the keys lying under his head. With me to Raya, father it'll dum, to Raya, father it'll not, and Dido. Get you a ladder 30 foot, 30 foot and three, and prop it up to the chimney top, and down in the creel to me. So I got me a ladder 30 foot, 30 foot and three, and propped it up to the chimney top, down in the creel came me. With me to Rye, father riddle dum, to Rye, Rye, father riddle not, and Dido. The old woman, she being still awake, and hearing what was said, I bet on my life, said the silly old wife, there's a man in my daughter's bed. So the old man, he got out of bed to see if it was true, and she's pushed me down with her lily white arms, and under the coverlet blue. With me to Raya, father riddle dum, to Raya, Raya, father riddle not, and Dido. Where are you going, father dear? Where are you going so late? You've disturbed me at me evening prayers, and boy, but they were sweet. The devil take you, silly old wife, and an ill death may you die, for your daughter's lying with a book in her arms and praying for you and I. With me to Raya, father it'll dum, to Raya, Raya, father it'll not, and Dido. The old woman, she being still awake, when something else was said, I don't care what you say, you silly old fool, there's a man in your daughter's bed. So the old woman, she got out of bed to see what she could see, and her foot was caught in a chamber pot, and into the creel fell she. With me to Raya, father riddle dum, to Raya, Raya, father riddle not, and Dido. Rise and help me, husband dear, arise and help me now, for the one that you have wished me to, I fear he has me now. For what he's got, I hope he keeps and never lets it go, for between yourself and your daughter dear, it's time for the cock to crow. With me to Raya, father riddle dum, to Raya, Raya, father riddle not, to Dido. I rocked her up and I rocked her down, and I gave her a great downfall, till every bone in the old woman's side played knick-knack against the wall. And it's oh, the blue, the bonnie blue, may the blue do well, and every old woman who refuses her daughter be rocked in a creel to hell. With me to Raya, father riddle dum, to Raya, Raya, father riddle dum, to Dido. Father riddle dum, to Raya, father riddle dum, to Raya, Raya, father riddle not, and Dido. Now we're going to play you. Thank you, Cindy. We're going to play you another tune. This is one of my favorites, and this was an idea of Deborah's. This is a fast pipe reel that. I heard the Tannehill Weavers play long ago, and it was it's a tune called The Sound of Slate. And The Sound of Slate is a place. It's a place in Scotland near Malig. And we happened to be on The Sound of Slate and looked at the beautiful, tranquil water going out across the Isle of Skye. And ever since then, Deborah started playing.
As I recall, we crossed it on a boat.
We did, yeah, we did. And Deborah has been playing it, well, the way she's about to play it for you now, ever since, and I just love this. And since we're recording this, this goes out to Deborah's Aunt Anne. We played this for her on Martha's Vineyard once, and they asked for it again and again, and they asked, you know, is there a recording? And there has never been one until right now. We've only done this live.
This is a real adventure for me, this tune, because I had a student one time who asked me to write it down for him with all the ornaments that I do. And when you hear it, you might hear a few ornaments in there. And I actually did it. I have a copy of it somewhere with every little turn and every little trill. I don't know how I did it. But anyway, yeah, when you listen to this, you might just close your eyes and see the mist over the water and the morning mist rising off the water, and the boat's just setting out, and hear the creak of the oars and the creak of the masts and the sails. Thank you. fun set. We haven't played that set for a while. I haven't played that jig in a long time. That jig is called the Dusty Windowsill, and I don't know its origin. I learned it so long ago. I learned it back in Cincinnati. We used to live in Cincinnati. That was where I first really learned how to play Irish music, in the great Irish town of Cincinnati. And there used to be a whole group of people that would get together and play sessions every, oh gosh, many times a week. We'd go out and play in Alt Park and stay out until all hours, until the police kicked us out because you weren't supposed to be there after dark. And wow, at Hap's Irish Pub and out at the Folk Club. There were all kinds of wonderful places to play back then in Cincinnati. There probably still are now, but I don't live there anymore, unfortunately. I shouldn't say that. I live in the Yellow Springs. I love Yellow Springs. But anyway, that tune I learned from the folks down in Cincinnati ages and ages ago, and I have no idea even who taught it to me.
For those of you who know Irish dance in the region, Phil McGing, who was the father of Mary McGing, who was the head of the McGing Irish Dancers down in mm-hmm. Cincinnati, used to stay up with us. And Phil was on the old side when we met him, and it was always a pleasure to go down to the pub with him or to go to his house, because Phil would sit down with his button box. He was a box player. And he would say, well, you know, you kids, you know, you play fast, and I can't do things like that anymore. You know, I'll try and get out of tune if I can, but we'll see what would happen. And we'd say, yeah, okay, Phil, fine. And then Phil would get his button box out and would play the siding off the bar. And it was a stone bar, folks. And then he'd say, well, it's not like it used to be.
I still remember the day I arrived at Phil's house to play some tunes with him. And I got there. I'd driven in from Columbus or somewhere and sat me down and gave me a drink of something and a bite of something, because you couldn't go to his house and not be given a bite of something. And then finally he'd say, well, should we go down to the basement? And we go down and he'd get the box out. And I still remember the day that he told me, well, I can't play anymore, you know. And I said, Phil, what happened? He said, sorry. Well, not so fast.
Phil was pretty much unstoppable right up to the end.
He was.
We'll do a song for you now. We have a couple of songs coming up. This is from Northern Ireland. I get a lot of songs from Northern Ireland. Deborah and I have been playing music together professionally for the music actually has been about 25 years. We've been married for about 23 years.
Zowie.
And there's a lot of robbery ballads and war songs and stuff like that I like to choose. And people start to ask questions after a while, like, you know, I notice you're married, yet all your songs are about fighting. Is everything okay? And so I went out and did something that I don't usually do. I got an honest-to-goodness love ballad, and this is from, I think this is from Derry. And it's just about a guy who falls in love with a beautiful girl, and nothing more than that. This is called The Valley Below.
All around, and as I wandered to breathe the fresh air, by chance a maiden I found, a lass resting beneath a green shade, whose smile the whole world did forego. And oh, and as blooming as May was the maid that lives in the valley below. And she lives in the valley, she lives in the valley, she lives in the valley below. The song took my heart by surprise, a voice like the nightingale sweet. Love took its place in her eyes, where beauty and innocence meet. And from that moment my heart was her own. I live but her wishes for to know. And she's as blooming as the flowers in spring that grow in the valley below. And she lives in the valley, she lives in the valley, she lives in the valley, the valley. cottage with woodbine is overgrown. The sweet turtle dove's cooing round. My flock and my sheep are all my own. My fences with hawthorn abound. And all these treasures I would give unto her, if her heart in return she'll bestow. And she's as blooming as the flowers in May that grow in the valley below. And she lives in the valley, she lives in the valley, she lives in the valley, and she lives in the valley, she lives in the valley, she lives in the valley below.
As Deborah mentioned, Changeling was born a long time ago in Cincinnati, and this was one of the first songs I can remember putting together for the band on our porch in Oakley. This is a scandal song about and a very old song. Lots of people know this song, about a woman who runs off with the Irish tinkers, or the gypsies, as they say, in the song. And we pull this one out every once in a while. It seems like when we go to the festival season, somebody will ask for this. And we've never recorded this as Changeling, so I thought it'd be
Carl
fun for the day.
Carl asked for it today.
I asked for it today, yes, because we thought it'd be fun to do only stuff that we've never played on the air before or recorded. So this is one of them. This is The Gypsy.
There were three gypsies coming to my front door. Downstairs ran my lady, oh. One sang high, the other sang low. The other sang Bonnie, Bonnie Biscay. She pulled off her silk-finished gown, put on a hose of leather, oh. There's ragged, ragged rags about our door. She's gone with the raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. It was late last night when the Lord came home, inquiring for the lady, oh. The servant said, on every hand, she's gone with the raggle-taggle gypsy. Fetch for me my milk-white steed, fetch for me my pony, oh. That I may go and hunt my wife, gone with the raggle-taggle gypsy. And he rode high and he rode low, rode through the wood and the copses, oh, until he came to the wide open field where he spied his lady, oh. Ah, why did you leave your house and land? Why did you leave your money, oh? And why did you leave a new wedded lord and go with the raggle-taggle gypsy? What care I for a house and land? What care I for money, oh? And what care I for a new wedded lord? I've gone with the raggle-taggle gypsy. Last night she slept in a goose feather bed. Sheets pulled back so bravely, oh. Tonight you'll sleep in the cold open field along with the raggle-taggle gypsy. What care I for a goose feather bed? She's pulled back so bravely, oh. I'd rather have a kiss from the yellow gypsy's lips than you and all your finery. there were three gypsies coming to my front door. Downstairs ran my lady, oh. One sang high, the other sang low. The other sang Bonnie, Bonnie Biscay, oh. She is gone with the raggle-taggle gypsies, oh.
It's fun to pull it out every few years, isn't it? At least I think so. All right. I'm going to have to tune. And the set list says we're going to play the Red Shoes.
No, it says we're going to play the Rolling Wave.
Well, okay, there's a little arrow.
Oh, there's a little arrow on this set list.
For those of you looking on
Carl is the one who changed the set list. Usually I'm the one that changes the set list. Usually I don't give Carl any warning at all. And I change things around completely. And this time he's got the jump on me. He drew an arrow in really, really faint pencil. So yeah, we're going to do a set now, and let's see. The first two tunes in this set are ones that I wrote, and the first one is called The Pizza Reel, which just goes to show that it's a good idea not to write tunes while you're hungry, just as you shouldn't go to the grocery store when you're hungry. Because you just never know what they're going to end up being called. And the second tune is called Macadam, and that's partly just because I love the sound of the word. But also because we were on the road at the time we wrote it. And Macadam, I believe, I could be completely talking through my boot on the air here, which could be, well, really in character for me. But I think Macadam is what they call it in England, the blacktop that is on the road on a highway. And so you roll over it an awful lot if you spend time on the road as a musician. And then the last tune here is one we actually just stole recently from this great band. And I don't pronounce French very well. So I'm sorry if I butcher it, but it's called De Temps en Temps, which I believe means from time to time. Anyway, it's this fantastic French-Canadian band that just played in the Dayton area during this last year through City Folk. And it's this incredible band. And we call this tune the Red Shoes tune because the first time I heard it, I started flat-footing, which is a kind of dancing that they do in Appalachia. And I couldn't stop. I had to dance for the whole tune. And I was tired at the end. But anyway, it's just this great little tune, and we immediately stole it from them. Thank you.
played that down in Jonesboro, Tennessee, week before last or whatever it was. And we played that and a couple other sets that were just, you know, fresh off the presses. And there's nothing to inspire raw terror than just throwing them out like that, except the first set here today where we were doing that on the radio.
And raw terror is good. Carl and I have this ongoing conversation about our artistic methods. And my firm belief is that raw terror is one of the best things, one of the best ingredients to make a good set of music. Right. Because there's nothing like raw terror to inspire excitement.
We're going to play a tune now that we...
Carl prefers other methods, I guess.
There's a guy down in Cincinnati named, I think it's Rob Fetters, I think it is. He was in a band called The Bears, and they had a tune called Fear Is Never Boring. And
it's true.
Anyway, we're going to play a tune now for you. This is something that we stole from Kevin Burke, and I feel okay about it because admittedly we stole the tune first, but then one night when he was in town, we had him over to the house for barbecued chicken. And ever since then, whenever that's been, like 10 years now, I'm to Kevin Burke the barbecued chicken guitar guy. So this is for Kevin and smoked chicken. And
it's always good to have more than one talent.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Thank you. While this is all going on, while you're listening to music there at home, out here in the hallways at YSO roam our children, pursued by our niece in love, Rebecca Sjogren. So, Rebecca, thank you very much for making this possible today. Thank you to Cindy for the Dear Green Place. As everybody knows, during Pledge Drive, I'm always on the air asking you for money because this is such a wonderful thing. There just aren't programs like this all over the country. This is something very special. So thank you, Cindy, for having us in and helping us to promote our show at the magnificent Clifton Opera House. And that's August 10th. That's the Friday, whatever that is. We'll have information up about it on the Changeling website. That's www.madkelts.com. We'll have information on Facebook, on our Facebook page. You can come and like that. If you would like to hear all 10 verses of the Green Fields of America by Patty Tunney, you can contact me there. And if I get 10 requests, we'll do that. I'll do that. And we're going to finish up now with a few jazz reels, I believe.
I think that's right. Although I have to say, in the thank you people department, there's one other thank you. I must say, you know how when people get called up for the Academy Awards, they always say, well, you know, I'd like to thank my mother, without whom then none of this would have been possible. And I have to say, I do have to thank my mother because she hung out with the kids while we got ready to play these tunes today. So.
I want to thank my mama
I'd
and
like
Elvis.
I'd like to thank Dorothy Clark, without whom this would never have been possible.
All right, let's see. That's the gospel truth. All right, let's see if we can do this.
Yeah. Oh, Reels by the Hot Club of France?
Yeah. This is, we like to... One of our favorite traditional, if you want to call it that, bands is a band called the Easy Club. And they took traditional tunes and turned them into swing music, which actually was something that people actually did even before
the
Easy Club.
Way back in the swing
era, yeah. This actually happened in the swing era. We've heard the recordings. And so we're going to put on our zoot suits and and bang out a little swing for you. This starts with a traditional reel called the Banshee.